Calvin and David Gray have been instructed in the chief parts of Christian doctrine as presented in Luther's Small Catechism. Both have done exceptionally well, thanks to their parents, who have taken the time and the interest to help instruct Calvin and David at home. And after 2 years of instruction, it is my pleasure to proceed with the rite of confirmation. Are we ready? Okay, dearly beloved, when you were little children, you were received into God's covenant of grace and holy baptism. And now, having learned the meaning of this covenant from your instruction in the Word of God, you are gathered here before this congregation to make confession of your faith in the triune God and to confirm your covenant with Him, to dedicate yourselves, body and soul, for time and eternity. Lift up your hearts with me, therefore, to the God of all grace, and cheerfully give an answer to what, in the name of the Lord, as minister of His holy church, I shall now ask you. Please come forward. Do you this day in the presence of God and of this congregation confirm the solemn covenant which at your baptism you made with the triune God, then declare so by saying, I do.
I do.
Do you then renounce the devil and all of his works and all of his ways, then declare so by saying, I do.
I do.
Do you believe in God the Father? Then declare so by saying, I believe in God the Father.
I believe in God the Father.
Do you believe in God the Son? Then declare so by saying, yes, I believe in Jesus Christ.
Yes, I believe in Jesus Christ.
Do you believe in God the Holy Ghost? Then declare so by saying, I believe in the Holy Ghost.
I believe in the Holy Ghost.
Do you desire to be a member of the Evangelical Lutheran Church and of its congregation? Then declare so by saying, I do.
I do.
Do you hold all the books of the Bible to be the inspired Word of God and the doctrine of the Evangelical Lutheran Church drawn from the Bible, as you have learned to know it from Luther's Small Catechism, to be true and correct? Then declare so by saying, I do.
I do.
Do you also, as a member of the Evangelical Lutheran Church, intend to continue steadfast in the confession of this church and to suffer all rather than to fall away from it, then declare so by saying, I do intend with the help of God.
I do intend with the help of God.
Finally, do you intend faithfully to conform all of your life to the rule of the divine word, to be diligent in the use of the means of grace, to walk as it becometh the gospel of Christ, and in faith, word, and deed, to remain true to the triune God, then declare so by saying, I do so intend by the grace of God.
I do so intend by the grace of God.
Then upon this, your voluntary profession, I, in the name of the Church of Christ, invite and welcome you as a member of the Evangelical Lutheran Church and of this congregation to participate with all of the rights and privileges of the Evangelical Lutheran Church, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Please kneel. We pray. Almighty and everlasting God, who makes us both to will and to do the things which are good and acceptable unto the divine majesty, we make our humble supplications unto thee for these fine young men. Let thy faithful hand, we beseech thee, to ever be with them, and let your Holy Spirit ever be with them as well. And so lead them in the knowledge and the obedience of your word, that in the end they may obtain everlasting life through our Lord Jesus Christ, who with the Holy Ghost liveth and reigneth, ever one God, world without end. Amen. present some Bible and the gift certificates. On you and grant you his peace. Amen. And now depart in peace. You go sit down. And we conclude with our sermon hymn, opening Christ, I forgive you all of your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
And please be seated. Awake, why sleepest thou, O Lord? Arise, cast us not off forever. Wherefore hidest thou thy face? And forget our affliction. Our soul is bowed down in the dust. Arise for our help and redeem us. We have heard with our words, O God, our fathers, have told us what works you did in their days. Amen.
Amen.
mercifully, by grant you, by the power of your Holy Spirit, defend us against all adversity and the enemies of our soul. We pray this through Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with the Father and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. Reading for the Augsburg Confession, which was submitted to His Majesty Charles V at the Imperial Meeting at Augsburg. The chief article of the faith, Article 4, of ecclesiastical order. Of ecclesiastical order, they teach that no one should publicly teach in the church or administer the sacraments unless he be regularly called. So far. This morning's Old Testament, Isaiah chapter 55. For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and makes it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in that thing whereto I send it. For you shall go out with joy, and be led forth with peace, and the mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree, instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree, and it shall be to the Lord for the name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. So far, the Old Testament lesson. This morning's epistle, 1 Corinthians chapter 11. For ye suffer fools gladly, seeing ye yourselves are wise. For ye suffer if a man bring you into bondage, if a man devour you, if a man take of you, if a man exalt himself, if a man smite you on the face. I speak as concerning reproach, and though we had been weak, albeit, wherein soever any is bold, I speak foolishly, I am bold also. Are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they the seed of Abraham? So am I. Are they ministers of Christ? I speak of a fool, I am more. Labors more abundant, in stripes above measure, in prison more frequent, in deaths often. Of the Jews, five times received I 40 stripes, except for one. Three times I was beaten with rods, once I was stoned, three times I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day I have been in the deep. In journeyings often, in perils of water, perils of robbers, perils of mine own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren. In weariness and painfulness, in watchings often, I hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness, besides those things that are without, that which cometh unto me daily, the care of all the churches. Who is weak and I am not weak? Who is offered and I burn not? If I must needs glory, I will glory in the things which concern mine infirmities. The God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is blessed forevermore, knoweth that I lie not. In Damascus, the governor of Archelaus the king kept the city of Damascus with a garrison desirous to apprehend me. But through a window in a basket I was let down by the wall and escaped his hands. It is not expedient for me, doubtless, to glory. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. I knew a man in Christ about 14 years ago, whether in the body, I cannot tell, or whether out of the body, I cannot tell. Only God knows. Such a one was caught up into the third heaven. And I knew such a man, whether in body or whether out of the body, I cannot tell, God knows, how that he was caught up into paradise and heard unspeakable words, which is not lawful for a man to utter. Of such a one will I glory, yet not in myself I will glory not, but in mine infirmities. For though I would desire to glory, I shall not be a fool, for I will say the truth, but now I forbear, lest any man should think of me above that which he seeth me to be, or that he heareth of me. And lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations that were given to me, a thorn in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I would be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord three times that it might depart from me. But he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. And most gladly, therefore, I will rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. So far the epistle lesson. Down, and the fowls of the air ate it. And some fell on the rocky mountains, or upon the rocks, and as soon as it was sprung up, it withered away, because it lacked moisture. And some fell among the thorns, and the thorns sprang up with it and choked it. And other fell on good ground, and sprang up and bare fruit a hundredfold. And when he had finished saying these things, he cried out, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear. And his disciples asked him, saying, what might this parable be? And he said unto you, it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to others in parables, that seeing they might not see, and hearing they might not understand. Now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. Those by the wayside are they that hear, and then comes the devil, and takes away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. They on the rock are they which, when they heard, they received the word of God with joy. And these have no root, which for a while they did believe, but in time of temptation they fell away. And that which fell on them among the thorns are they which, when they have heard, go forth and are choked with the cares and the riches and the pleasures of this life, and bring no fruit to perfection. But on the good ground are they which, in an honest and good heart, having heard the word of God, they keep it and bring forth fruit with patience. So far, the Holy Gospel. And we confess our faith according to the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God,
the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible. And in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten not made, being one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for our sin and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost, Virgin Mary, and was seated at him, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory, to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdoms are now of mine. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord which of my life, who proceeded from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together has worshipped and glorified, who is spake by the prophets. And I believe one holy Christian and apostolic Church,
peace from our triune God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
My sermon theme this morning is the Christian Diploma of Life. And it's based upon a short Bible passage verse, Philippians 1, 21. For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. So far, please be seated. When I was a pastor in the 80s, a gentleman who was one of my members, he said to me, "Pastor, I have always said that the day of my confirmation was the most wonderful day in my life. And I still say that today. After months of training and learning and memorizing, the certificate of confirmation will be given to Calvin and David. This certificate is, in a sense, your Christian diploma, in a sense. But before issuing this certificate, I would like to speak to you about the Christian Diploma of Life. The sermon text that I have selected for your confirmation day, they are the words of St. Paul, who made them the motto of his life, "For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." To begin with, the word diploma comes from a Greek word which means a paper folded into two parts. Our sermon text too is folded, double. It also has two parts. The first part is, "For me to live is Christ." Jesus Christ dominates the life of St. Paul. Every thought, word, and deed of Paul was Christ-centered, Christ-motivated, Christ-directed. There was nothing Paul would not do or suffer for Jesus Christ. Paul himself said so. He meant it. He lived it. He proved it. And above all, he died it. For to me to live is Christ. You see, Jesus Christ is the real beginning of life. Now granted, life begins at conception. I realize this. And then after 9 months, one is born. And what a great day that is when we open our eyes for the first time, we utter our first infant cry, and begin to move our hands and our feet. We mark this day on our calendar and celebrate it every year. We call it our birthday. But our life in Christ, however, does not begin at birth. For by nature we are enemies of God, by nature we are dead in the trespasses of sin. Spiritual life begins when we are converted by the power of the Holy Ghost through the Word of God. No other way. For you, this spiritual life began probably when you were baptized. And this is your spiritual birthday. But Paul was much older when he became a Christian. Paul was a Hebrew, a follower of the Hebrew religion, and as such they hated Christ, and they persecuted the Christians. But on the road to Damascus, the risen Christ appeared to Paul and spoke to him, and Paul was changed from a hater of Christ to a follower of Christ. Paul was instructed and baptized in Damascus by Ananias, and he became a lifelong friend of Jesus Christ. When Paul wrote, "To me to live is Christ," he not only implied that Christ was the creator of his spiritual life, but he also meant that to serve Christ was the purpose and the goal of his entire life. As soon as Paul was converted, if you will, on the Damascus road, he asked this question, "Lord, what do you want me to do?" That question became a guide, a principle of his life. "Lord, what do you want me to do?" After Paul was converted, he was determined about one thing and one thing only, and that was to do what Christ wanted him to do. Paul had a lot going for him. He was a highly educated Hebrew. He had social standing. He had power. He was a Pharisee. But when he became a Christian, he considered all of these things as loss. They were unimportant to him. All these things which had great value in a worldly sense, he wrote off as loss for the knowledge of Jesus Christ. You have learned that Christ died on the cross to redeem you from your sins. But you have also learned the other reason Christ died, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him who died for them and rose again. Part of your memory work in confirmation was the meaning of the second article of the Apostles' Creed. I believe that Jesus Christ is my Lord, who has redeemed me, a lost and condemned creature, that I may be his own, live under him in his kingdom, and serve him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness. When Paul became a Christian, Jesus Christ became everything to him. And because you have declared with Paul, to me to live is Christ, you can also say, which brings us to the second part of our sermon text, to die is gain. When a Christian dies, we do not stay in the valley of the shadow of death, no. We pass through that. Jesus Christ leads us to the other side, to heaven. This morning, you will be given your confirmation certificates, which you received. And yes, how many are there who have also received their confirmation certificates on the day of their confirmation, who have vowed their allegiance to our Savior at this altar, but who afterwards have laid those certificates, that promise, down in neglect? May God in his mercy protect you, Calvin and David, as you dedicate yourselves to Jesus Christ. And someday, in place of your confirmation certificate, you will be given the crown of everlasting life in heaven. May God grant you this. Amen.
Amen.
Now may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding abide with us here this morning, and extend itself into the joys of eternal life, heaven. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Kowalski. He's had a little setback, and also his father has died. His father, Ellard, I guess I hope I pronounce that right. So let's keep Todd and the family in our prayers. Gracious Father in heaven, we come to you with sorrow in our heart. The father of Todd has been called home. We want to thank you for having brought him into the saving knowledge of Christ, because where there's faith in our Lord, there is a guarantee of eternal life. We ask now that you bring some type of comfort to Todd and the family over the loss of his father, and give them the assurance that through faith in Christ, no one is lost. We approach your throne in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
And we pray for our communicants. Lord Jesus Christ, who callest unto thee all the labor and are heavy laden, to refresh them, give rest unto the souls, we pray. Let us this morning experience your love of the heavenly feast that you have prepared for us here on earth. Keep us all from impenitence and unbelief, so that no one will partake of this holy sacrament to their damnation. Take off from us the spotted garment of our sinful flesh, our self-righteousness, and give us the garment that has been purchased with your holy precious blood. Strengthen our faith, increase our love and hope, and after this life, grant us all a place at your heavenly table, where we shall eat of the eternal manna and drink of the river of thy pleasure forevermore. Hear us for thine own sake. Amen.
Amen.
We continue with hymn 307. Please be seated. Send us your only begotten Son, and that in him found in the passion of man did manifest the fullness of thy glory. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy name, evermore praising thee and saying,
Holy.
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup, and when he had supped, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink ye all of it. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen.
May this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you with the one true faith unto life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen. Thank you.
take, eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for the forgiveness of your sins. Savior Jesus Christ, shed for the remission of your sins. Take, drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for the remission of your sins.
May this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith unto life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Amen.
Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for the forgiveness of your sins.
Thank you.
keep you in the one true faith unto life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Thank you.
thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
And his mercy endureth
forever. We give thanks to thee, Almighty God, that thou hast refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we beseech thee that of the mercy, that you strengthen us through the same faith toward thee and in fervent love toward one another. We pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with the Holy Ghost in you and ever one God, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Bless be the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and to be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant you his peace. Amen. Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.